The Christmas Goat, a goat story. Cedric was one of your goatier goats. You could say that he reveled in his goatiness. He spent more than a little bit of time grooming his chin whiskers, and quite a lot buffing his curly little horns. Also, he would often walk around pretending to eat a tin can. He didn't really like doing that very much, as he hated the taste, but he knew it was more or less expected of him. And he liked that the humans would shout out whenever he walked by, "Hey, look, a goat eating a tin can!" Being a goat, and being universally recognized and loudly acknowledged as such by all and sundry, that was what made him well and truly happy. Then suddenly, one Christmas, Cedric died. According to the autopsy done by the retired veterinarian, who did it really just to keep his hand in, Cedric had perished as a direct result of tin poisoning. Now this finding irritated the dead goat to no end. He felt that he had paid, and rather too dearly in his estimation, for his strict adherence to the human being's distorted idea of what it was that made a goat a goat. He had always found it a tad discomforting and limiting, and now it turned out it was also fatal. Cedric decided he must have some kind of revenge. Being dead limited somewhat his options, but he thought that some form of haunting was the obvious choice, and given that the humans he was aware of seemed inordinately fond of Christmas, and given the fact that his own untimely demise had taken place during the period leading up to that special time of year, Cedric decided to go about haunting the humans every Christmas Eve until something better occurred to him. So, if you are out traveling about all alone on a cold, dark Christmas Eve, and suddenly you hear a ghostly bleat, and something resembling the ethereal essence of a tin can goes sailing by your head, don't worry. It is only the ghost of Cedric venting his spleen. But I'd still run if I were you.